Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this past week, we were in part two of our series called Forgiven, where we're taking a look at the parable of the unforgiving servant. And the big idea at our campus this past week was that if God has forgiven us of an infinite debt, we ought to forgive those who have sinned against us. And we talked about three aspects of unforgiveness. And one of those that we looked at was the hypocrisy of unforgiveness. You know, anytime we talk about something as difficult as forgiveness, I think it's important to be very sensitive to the different dynamics and realities that we have all walked through. Because I certainly don't know and don't pretend to know what every person has experienced. I don't know the things that people have said or done to you. And there's no way in a 30-minute message on a Sunday or in a sermon series that we can possibly address every situation or every scenario that exists. And the reality is that for many of us, we have been sinned against in a very real way. Maybe by a parent or a spouse, by a friend, by a coworker. We've been hurt. We've been wounded. We've been betrayed. And I certainly don't want to downplay the significance of what someone has done to you. And I don't believe that Jesus does either. But here's what Jesus is trying to help us to see and to understand through this parable. That any offense that has been committed against us, any wrongdoing that's been committed against us, as great as it may be, it pales in comparison to our offense towards God. It is 100 silver coins compared to 10,000 bags of gold. And so when we refuse to forgive somebody who has wronged us or hurt us, what we are communicating, whether we realize it or not, is that the sin committed against me is greater than the sin that I've committed against God, and that I am more fair and more just than God because I won't forgive them. You see, unforgiveness reveals a heart that has either never truly experienced God's forgiveness or a heart that has lost sight of the forgiveness that we have received through Jesus. When we refuse to forgive, we are just like the servant in this parable. And look, this is something that we've all been guilty of at some point in time. It's part of human nature. We want justice for those who have wronged us, but we want mercy for ourselves. We assume the worst about others and their motives, but we give ourselves the benefit of the doubt. We demand that others repay us for minor offenses while forgetting the major offenses that we've been forgiven of. It's the hypocrisy of unforgiveness. We tend to put ourselves in the position of the king in the parable, where we are the righteous ones who haven't done anything wrong. We are the standard for justice and rightness and fairness, and it's our responsibility to point out other people's flaws and issues. It's our job to hold them accountable and to make them pay. And we tend to be really good at spotting the issues and the problems in another person's life. We're really good at pointing out their sin and their wrongdoing. But we have a really hard time recognizing our own sin and our own shortcomings. And whenever we do, we tend to justify it. We'll say things like, you know, I didn't really mean that, or it was just a mistake, or that's not who I really am. But we have to remember who we are in this parable, which requires a level of humility and maturity and self-awareness. We have to remember that we aren't the king, meaning that we're not the innocent one who is in a position to demand justice. No, we are the servant who has had a massive debt forgiven. And therefore, it's wrong for us to benefit from God's grace and then refuse to offer it to other people. We need to be careful about putting ourselves in the position of the king. But if God has forgiven us of an infinite debt, we ought to forgive those who have sinned against us. And so maybe today you can think of somebody who has wounded you or hurt you, maybe in a very significant way. And you've been struggling to forgive them. You've been struggling to cancel that debt the debt that they owe you. Today, I just want to encourage you to spend some time in prayer. One, acknowledging it before the Lord. Secondly, thanking God for His forgiveness of your sins. And then asking God for His help to forgive, just as God through Jesus has forgiven you. And so let me pray for us for a moment, and then I'll give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so God, we come before you today confessing that forgiveness is not easy, and that so often we can be very hypocritical, where we want grace and mercy for ourselves. We want to be given the benefit of the doubt, but we refuse to extend that grace and mercy to others. And so God, we acknowledge that, we confess that, and God, we thank you for your grace and your forgiveness in our life. And so God, help us to forgive those who have hurt us, those who have wronged us, just as you have forgiven us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. And thank you for your love. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.